Welcome to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, a podcast for high-achieving women who are great at making money but struggle to build wealth. You'll learn how to take control of your money, increase your net worth, and make more. Ladies, it's time to create a life with more money and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hello there. Welcome back to part 5 of the Wealth Building Series. Today's topic is all about having plenty of cash. And we're going to look at this from an angle that may be a little unconventional, right? So I think we all know what it means to have plenty of cash and why it's so important that we have plenty of cash in the bank, right? We've all heard about the importance of having 3 to 6 months of savings, emergency savings, 3 to 6 months of your expenses. Some people want to have 3 to 6 months of their income, especially if they're an entrepreneur or a business owner. And we know this. We all know that it is important to save for a rainy day. We know this. I'm going to keep saying it. We know this. But for so many of us, we're not doing it. And so today I'm going to address some of the reasons why we're not doing that. First, I'm going to share with you some stats from the Fidelity Investments 2022 Money Mindset Study. And then I'm going to give some of my own thoughts around why I think so many people struggle to save. Okay, but before we get into it, happy anniversary to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast. That is why we are doing this wealth building series. And happy Financial Literacy Month. April is Financial Literacy Month. And I hope all of you have secured your spot for the upcoming masterclass that is happening this weekend and also next week on Thursday. It is called How to Build Wealth Without Going on a Strict Budget. Everybody wants to know how to do this. And so I am breaking it down for you during the masterclass. Now, I want you to know that this masterclass will be happening 3 times. It's the exact same masterclass. You only need to register for one of them, and it's going to be the exact same content, the exact same bonuses, the exact same exercises. Everything that I give you on day one is going to be given on day two and day three. So you only need to register for one of them. Okay. So you want to make sure that you join me live because I'm going to be sharing some special offers with you guys. And I'm going to share a tool at the very beginning that can literally save you so much money if you use it and implement it in your life, which is what we're talking about right now. Having plenty of cash. Okay. So let's look at some stats from this mindset study that was done again by Fidelity Investments. I'm just going to read them off to you and we'll go from there. Okay, so here's the first stat. 76% of the people surveyed, again, this was people between the ages of 18 and 44 years old, 76% of them believed that in order to save money, they would have to cut back on things that bring them joy. 65% say that they should save more, but are so stressed about their finances that they avoid thinking about them altogether. Another stat says that 49% of the people surveyed say that they wouldn't even be able to cover an unexpected expense of $1,000. And they say that stress spending is keeping them from saving money. Now, I've been saying this for years because I lived it. I avoided my money for so many years, even though it was a hot mess, even though I was living check to check, despite making really good money, even though I was stressed about it all the time, I still avoided it. And here is the reason why. I avoided it because I thought that in order to get my money under control, that I would have to live this boring, frugal life. And this study is backing that up. So many of you think that in order to build wealth, in order to save, that you have to give up your lifestyle, that you have to cut back on things that are important to you. And that is why I started this series off with part one, which was all about discovering your values. Because when you know what is important to you, you can spend your money on those things instead of spending your money on any and everything like retail therapy and clearance items at Target and things that end up in the back of your closet, clothes that you never wear. So many people tell me, I look at my statement and I don't even know what I spent the money on, right? That's because we are using our money in a way that isn't serving us. So what if it was possible that you could have plenty of cash and that you didn't have to cut back on the things that brought you joy, but you intentionally decide to stop spending money on things that don't? That is the game-changing concept right there. And once I figured it out, I knew I had to tell the world. It wasn't that I had to become this frugal, boring person. It was just that I needed to intentionally decide what I was going to spend my money on and fiercely decide that I wasn't going to spend it on any other things. And I am inviting you to do the same thing. So you don't have to fall into these stats. You don't have to fall into the category of believing that in order to save, you have to give up the things that bring you joy, because it's simply not true. You can have plenty of money in the bank. You can also have plenty of fun. I am a witness, and so many of my clients are as well. Okay. So this part right here is all about debunking that. You can have plenty of cash and still have plenty of fun. And the way you're going to do it is by going back and listening to part one, which was all about the importance of knowing what is meaningful to you, by knowing what really matters to you, and then deciding to spend your money on those things. Now, here's what comes up when you do that. You get bored, you feel stressed, and you feel frustrated, right? Because you're human. Those are human emotions. And you're going to have to figure out a way to deal with them without indulging in retail therapy. And that is your work. And that is the power of coaching. That is what I coach my clients on. So I give you all the strategy, and then you go out and try to make the strategy happen. And then you say you can't because you were bored or you were stressed and you went and spent and you couldn't say no to yourself and you felt these urges. And then that is the stuff that we coach on so that those things do not derail you anymore. Okay. So you can have plenty of money and you can have some fun. You can do both. So with that, let's make sure we have plenty of cash. I'll give you a couple of things you can do right away. Decide to save a certain amount of money every time you get paid. If you're an entrepreneur, or if you work in corporate America, or you're a professional of some sort, every time you get paid, put some money in a high yield savings account. Make it automatic, out of sight, out of mind. It is one of the best gifts you can give to yourself. Okay. That's really the easiest thing. That is how I built up my emergency fund. I just had money go to my savings account and not into my checkings account. And sometimes I look and I can't believe that, oh my gosh, that money is there. It's piling up. It's growing. Even if you start with an amount that you think is small, it all adds up. And then as you get the hang of it, as you get more control over your money, you'll notice, hey, I actually like seeing this account increase. I want more going there. That's what happened with me. I started with 100, then I went to 150, and then I went to 500. You can do the same thing. I don't care if you start with $10, start today. And that is going to be the very beginning of you embracing the notion of having plenty of cash. Okay. And do not let the lie that in order to save, you have to give up your lifestyle and you have to stop spending on things that bring you joy. Do not let that lie trick you, because I let it trick me. And that's why I sat in financial misery for years until I finally decided, what if? It wasn't even a decision. It was actually a question. Like, what if I could do both? Right? All the financial people are saying you can't, but what if I could? And that is what got me to where I am today. And I'm so glad that I'm able to share it with you. So if you haven't reserved your spot for the masterclass, it's actually the first one is happening tomorrow, then this is your opportunity to do so. It's not too late. Grab your spot. And I will be back next week with the rest of the series. I will see you then. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, if you're ready to create a life with more money and more freedom, then you're invited to join the Wealthy Woman's Academy. my signature coaching program, where you'll learn how to take control of your money and build wealth without sacrificing your lifestyle. To get started, head on over to germainefoley.com/WWA. That's Germaine with a G. See you over there. Bye-bye.